Welcome in. Time for the good news from KER Politude.
Hey, welcome in. Time for a daily editorial. Very thought-provoking from a good news from KER. Got Mr. McKinney on the line right now. That's really, really almost a sin on my part to call him Mr. McKinney. Lieutenant Colonel retired Jim McKinney, my hero when it comes to commentary on politics. Larry, we've got a lot of things going on today, but we're going to put you up front and center. You asked me a question yesterday. He said if you could get an attorney or Lieutenant Colonel retired to answer this question, I would really appreciate it. We really want to answer all of the questions that you folks have. Jim, let's go over that question real quickly, and then let's give Larry some satisfaction on that.
Sure, if I can. So Larry asked why the Supreme Court dropped the ball on standing against constitutionally protected voting protocol. And I think, you know, the initial reporting was that they dropped the ball and they canceled the, or that they dismissed the lawsuit. But it turns out that they did not dismiss the lawsuit. They only canceled the request to have an immediate injunction to stop certification of the vote for the Pennsylvania vote. So they're actually going to review, and they're going to let the whole court review. So there still is the opportunity for the Supreme Court to step in and make a difference on the Pennsylvania lawsuit by Representative Kelly. So that's still in progress. And of course, we've got the Texas lawsuit that's being supported by now 17 other states, which are requiring the Supreme Court, asking the Supreme Court to review the protocols within those states, within the questionable states, on how they changed electoral processes county by county and failed to uphold constitutionally protected voting protocol. So I don't think it's, Larry, to specifically answer Larry, I don't think it's over yet.
No, I don't either. Actually, when you and I were chatting off mic this morning, you brought up the fact that I think is very important, Jim, and that is that the Senate is now going to officially investigate irregularities in voting in the last election, and that's going to happen beginning next week. You want to elaborate just a little bit on that for us?
Yeah, so Senator Ron Johnson, chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, he has now declared that he will conduct oversight and review of the election failures and all the questions. That's going to be an interesting process as we go through with the certification of the different votes and the electors being selected to move into January 6th in order to select the president. It is an unknown, uncharted territory. We haven't seen this in a long time. I think 1876 or something is the last time we went through this kind of a process. And it's way beyond what happened in 2020, Bush v. Gore.
Yeah.
But there's still a very strong opportunity to question the election and with a lot of legal standing right now on how these states conducted themselves and how small districts allowed to change election protocol. So I think as they review that, and then if you look at the information based on the Dominion voting machines and then some, the different Smartmatic and the different companies that were involved in the voting process, in the electronic voting process, there are a lot of questions that have to be answered and a lot of potential corruption that's beginning to spread very rapidly through the media, even through CNN and some of the other mainstream media sources. People are starting to understand that this is a very problematic situation.
Well, it's a very problematic situation. The one comment I would make, being the political junkie that I am, Jim, is the fact that I cannot believe that the Democrats are so stupid that they would do something that would result in a congressional, let's say senatorial, investigation of the race. I just can't believe that. That's a pretty damn stupid thing for them to do.
You know what? But they've done so many things that they've gotten away with. Let's start with the Russian collusion narrative.
Yeah, and that's true.
You know, 2.5 years of complete, you know, chaos in our government over the accusations that Trump was somehow coordinated or, you know, supported by Russian activists. Then we had the impeachment scandal. And this is incredibly damning to the institutional deep state in our government right now. We went through an impeachment process because the president asked for an investigation over Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's relationship with Ukraine. While the FBI had evidence and were conducting an investigation on Hunter Biden and his family with illegal contributions and potential tax issues with both China and Ukraine. So, you know, people did not step up and say there was justification for that investigation, that request of investigation by President Trump. And we went through a House impeachment. And so they have no rules anymore. They have complete, they believe they've got complete media control and they can manipulate people and be successful in whatever criminal activity they can do. And this is what's really disturbing right now in America, because many people, I don't care, left, right, center, do not have faith and trust in the system.
Well, I'm not sure about that. And the reason I say that is I don't want to get in an argument here, but I've got some relatives, as you know, right now, who have total faith in the results of this last election. They're not talking to me right now, by the way. But let me say one other thing. When you talk about the media, what I find to be interesting is I was, you know, obviously doing some research yesterday during the day, and one of the headlines on Drudge yesterday was, number one, Melania just wants to get the hell out of the White House. There was a direct quote on that, number one. And number two, another headline was Trump family basically beginning to move out of the White House now. I don't believe that's the case, but that is what is on Drudge, and that is what the majority of America seems to believe right now, Jim, and that's just BS.
Yeah, I think a lot of people in America think the election's over, and I think your point about some of your family members are excited about the outcome of the election, but that doesn't mean they trust the system anymore, because, look, most people didn't really support Joe Biden. They just hated Donald Trump.
Jimmy, I have to interrupt you. No, it means they trust the system 100%. I cannot tell you what a big deal this evolved into in the Corlin family.
Well, that's, you know, and I will, you know, I'll defer. That's between you and your family. It has nothing to do with me. But what I'm saying is, generally in the nation, even if you were an anti-Trump guy, you've got to have a question right now of these various different, you know, issues that are coming up. Why was Hunter Biden, and that's even CNN is reporting it, why is Hunter Biden now under investigation? But he's been under investigation. Why did no one report it in October when the media first came out with it? Why did we go through an impeachment process? People have to question that. They've got to wonder what's going on. Now, emotionally, they're tied to an anti-Trump agenda and hate the guy regardless. But how many people were really excited about Joe Biden? I'd like to know.
Well, I have to tell you, I don't know a lot of people who are excited about Joe Biden, aside from some of our, we've got some acquaintances, I would actually call them friends, you and I both here in Semiahmoo, and they are never Trumpers, and they are, Joe Biden is a sainters, as I'm trying to call them now. I find it interesting that this thing with Hunter Biden now, and his income potential, alleged income tax evasion, is getting to be as big a story as it is. It was interesting that Drudge came out yesterday with an interview with Sleepy Joe, where Sleepy Joe said, "This is nothing more than just attempted retribution against my family." I'm not sure that's true.
Well, actually, what's funny is that the FBI had been conducting this investigation for over 2 years, and now the information is coming out by credible DOJ sources that, in fact, it goes well beyond just tax issues. It actually has to do with criminal activity and fraud. So we'll see what happens with it. If, in fact, there are Republicans and some members of Congress that are calling for a special prosecutor to continue on the investigation after the final of this election, regardless of who comes out as the victor, and that would be very damaging to both Joe Biden, his brother James, and his
that was on the news this morning. Jimmy, let me ask you one more question. There's a lot of commentary going back and forth on the internet right now that Barr is doing a terrible job, and that Barr basically was a big mistake on the part of Donald Trump. I'm not really sure that that's true. Do you have an opinion on that?
So I know a lot of people are very concerned about Bill Barr and his, right. Family ties and the deep state mentality there. And here's the way I look at it. I think Barr made a mistake in attempting to keep DOJ out of interviewing or reviewing political situations because he didn't want to do the same thing that the Comey, that Loretta Lynch and the, what's his name? The guy from, I can't remember. Oh, Eric Holder.
Right.
He didn't want to do the same things that they did, which is a legitimate position to be in. You don't want to be involved in politics that much with Department of Justice. However, if there are crimes being committed and it changes the outcome of elections, you have to be involved with it. And that's what I think people are very frustrated with. Why did the DOJ, why did the FBI send 15 FBI investigators to look at that hanging cord down in for the Bubba Wallace noose issue, but then they don't send people out to Georgia and to Wisconsin and to Philadelphia to investigate potential voter fraud that changes our entire Constitution? Why did they send 100 investigators to look at General Petraeus's relationship with a girlfriend down in Tampa Bay while he was the commander in Afghanistan, but then they don't go forward and actually investigate potential things that change the outcome of our entire country. So, it's kind of questionable, and that has to do with decision making and policies and, of course, not wanting to get involved in politics. But the reality is, if you're not involved right now, if you don't get the Justice Department here, you're not going to get the truth. You're not going to get the facts. You're not going to go forward. So there needs to be some courage to stand up against the media and these political mobs to do the right thing and investigate thoroughly all aspects of what's happened in this election.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Jimmy is going to be on the weekend show again, kind of wrapping up what happened this week in terms of all of the hullabaloo, the circus that's going on right now. I value Jim's opinion. I think it's simply good reporting on our part to do a summary on the weekend radio show, and we will very definitely do that.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.